entering the top of the ninth in the game that is the midterm elections. No wild-eyed desperation yet, but we've definitely got the gritted teeth and the set jaws of determined campaigners. We've got the heavy-hitting Democrats taking to the field this weekend, and the Tea Party already headed for the buses, the bus being the Tea Party Express. And joining us to look ahead at this final stretch in political campaigning, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning again, Todd.
Hi, Celeste. Good morning. Let's
go to our heavy sluggers first. Big names coming out for the Democrats. Yeah. Where are they going to be?
Get my list out here. Well, the biggest slugger of them all, the commander-in-chief. Actually, I'm going to make the case that maybe he's not the biggest slugger.
No, Michelle is.
Michelle.
The big dog's going out this weekend. Bill Clinton is going out. So before you answer who the big slugger is,
Michelle beats Bill.
Okay, so she's clean up? Okay, well, we'll get to the First Lady as well. The leadoff hitter, the President of the United States, has been on this Western swing. We've been talking about it. He is waking up in San Francisco this morning and then to Los Angeles for fundraising and more campaigning for Senator Barbara Boxer. This is part of the firewall strategy to make sure that she maintains that lead in the polls that she seems to have over Carly Fiorina. And then, of course, on to Las Vegas for Harry Reid, which is the big prize. There have been a couple of swings through there. The president will be swinging through for Harry Reid in Vegas. And then on the way home Saturday, a stop in Minnesota for a DNC fundraiser, shaking the money tree for Democrats, and a campaign event for former Senator Mark Dayton, who's running for governor out there, and then more fundraisers later. So this is really firewall strategy and raising the cash for ads, for all those ads that we love so much.
Well let's dig a little deeper into this mini argument you and John were having. I mean, we can assume that the Democrats are going to send the president to campaign for the races that they think are the most crucial or the candidates are in the most trouble, right?
Well,
that's a fair assumption?
There's another factor. Yes, they send him to the places where the races are the most crucial, but they also have to send him to places where he's an asset. Not every corner of the country do you necessarily want to be photographed standing next to the President of the United States or have him campaign for you. So, yes, in Las Vegas, sure, but the president's not going to some rural part of Nevada to campaign for Harry Reid. He's going to Vegas, where all the unionized hotel workers and hospitality workers are. L.A., he's popular. Seattle, great. You know, other places, you're probably not going to see the president in Phoenix campaigning for House members there. So there's a strategy that way. And the same with the First Lady, the White House has just put out this
weekend. I
thought
she was kind of universally popular, though.
She is, and she's got a little more reach than the president does in certain ones of these. You saw her in Ohio at the very early part of this week and stumping for Democrats out there. The First Lady next week is headed to Philadelphia to big get out the vote effort for Joe Sestak, the Senate candidate. We were just in Pennsylvania this week on the Takeaway. Sestak's strategy largely relying, they think, now that race is basically a dead heat. Big turnout in Philadelphia could push him over the top, so the First Lady will go there for him on November 1st. Then, of course, Bill Clinton. I got to mention the former president. They call him the big dog. Bill Clinton is heading to Michigan for a big tour on Sunday, 3-city tour, Detroit, Ann Arbor, home of John Dingell, the 27-term incumbent who's a little closer than he'd like to be in the polls in this potential change election, and then Battle Creek, Michigan.
All right. So that's the Democrats. Let's talk about the Republicans. And we kind of have to split them to a certain extent with the Tea Party Express and Sarah Palin, who are getting out this weekend away from the traditional Republicans. What's the Tea Party doing?
I got my map here. Hang on. I got my Tea Party map. The Tea Party Express is in Phoenix, Arizona, right, where the president won't be, as I mentioned.
Right.
Phoenix, Arizona today, Saturday, October 23rd, in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas. Sunday, the 24th, you can catch the Tea Party Express in Abilene and Waco, Texas. And then after that, it heads across Texas, then up north through Missouri, Kentucky, Missouri, Illinois, into next week. Sarah Palin, big rally for a broad range of candidates in Florida, in Orlando. There's a Palin rally on Saturday with pretty much every statewide candidate in Florida probably coming out to join her for the Sarah Palin.
Andrew Bernstein's going to be down there for us, actually.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you like politics, then this is a good weekend. This weekend and next weekend, right? There'll be more than you could ever possibly...
It's kind of like it's starting
it's like
to feel
March
like Christmas
Madness
morning.
For basketball lovers.
For people
right?
like me, it's like Christmas and March
Todd,
Madness.
Todd, quick question:
much.
Would you rather ride a Tea Party Express bus or a bus to Kandahar in Afghanistan? Tough question, huh? Yeah. We'll take
pauses.
It to Afghanistan in a little while. Thanks, Todd.
Okay. Todd's Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.